Trade. China extends registrations for U.S. beef exports. Von Redaktion Fleischwirtschaft.de. VOM. The 18th of May 2026. Beijing. Following the summit between U.S. President Donald Trump and Chinese President Xi Jinping in Beijing, China has reinstated export approvals for more than 400 U.S. beef establishments, ending months of uncertainty for American meat exporters. China has renewed export registrations for more than 400 U.S. beef processing facilities, according to data published on the Chinese Customs website on Friday, restoring access for plants whose approvals had lapsed over the past year. The development follows the summit in Beijing between Chinese President Xi Jinping and U.S. President Donald Trump, during which market access for agricultural products was discussed as part of broader trade negotiations. More than 400 U.S. beef plants had lost export eligibility after Chinese registrations originally granted between March 2020 and April 2021 expired without the customary renewal. Industry data indicated that the affected sites represented around 65% of all previously registered U.S. beef establishments approved to export to China. The U.S. Meat Export Federation confirmed that Chinese authorities granted new five-year registration extensions for 425 overdue U.S. beef plants, alongside new five-year registrations for an additional 77 facilities. Dan Hallstrom, chief executive of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, said that China's renewal of the registrations represented positive news for the U.S. beef sector and for Chinese customers seeking to resume purchases. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi stated that both countries had agreed to address concerns related to market access for agricultural products. The license renewals follow a period of confusion last week, when Chinese customs briefly showed the registrations as approved before the status of the facilities was temporarily changed again. The registrations were subsequently confirmed as active on Friday. Among the approved facilities were plants operated by Cargill and other major U.S. meat processors. Cargill Chief Executive Brian Sykes was among the business leaders accompanying Trump during the Beijing visit. Despite the renewed access, market participants do not expect an immediate increase in U.S. beef shipments to China. Domestic cattle supplies in the United States remain constrained, with the national herd at its lowest level in 75 years. Tight supply conditions and strong domestic demand have pushed U.S. beef prices to record levels this year.